Okay, Chaver, so B'siyata Deshmaya, and so incredible to be able to pick up what we began with a little bit of an interim, a little bit of a corona break in the meantime. But B'siyata Deshmaya, L'chazei Hashem, I'm feeling great. And I'm excited to continue this journey. I neglected to mention or discuss or explain last time why the title of this year is Class Trip with Rabbi Nachman. And it's a pretty important thing to discuss, right? And to explain, being that it's the title for this series, and not just for one shir, but the whole journey of Be'ezer Hashem, the next couple of decades, B'siyata Deshmaya. What is this class trip with Rabbi Nachman? So these words, or this title, is based on something that I heard in the name of my Rebbe, Rabbi Weinberger Shlita, who once said that we can describe the difference between Likutei Moran and Sichas Aran, which is a sefer that we're focusing on and learning now, in the following way. He says, there's one experience, we alluded to this last time, but to speak it out, there's one experience of learning from a Rebbe in the sense that you're in the Rebbe's classroom, or in the Rebbe's shir room, and you're sitting with books and texts and different svarim open, and there's a whiteboard behind him that's filled with all sorts of diagrams and complex details and charts. And that's the Rebbe's classroom, and he says that's what Likutei Moran is. Likutei Moran is the Rebbe's classroom. It's the shir room. It's the details and the nuance and the complexity and the bechinas and the whole intellectual structure that Rabbi Nachman builds, starting from the heading and then introducing a pasuk and then a mamar chazal and then showing how the whole entire Torah is wrapped up into this gilui and this revelation that he's bringing down to the world. That's Rabbi Nachman's classroom. And he says, Sichas Aran is when you go on a tiyul, you know, like the Lag BaOmer, you know, trip to the park, you know, to play baseball and bows and arrows. And you're sitting on the coach bus with your Rebbe. He's still your Rebbe and he's still teaching you. But the teaching is a completely different kind of teaching. I mean, when you're sitting with the Rebbe, or with the Rebbe, in this case the Rebbe, on the coach bus, he begins to talk about his life and his experiences, and he tells anecdotes, and he illustrates ideas, not just in the way of psukim and mamar chazal, but much more in the way of a personal sort of giving over and downloading of information in such a way of a personal relationship. And that's really what Sichas Aran is. And we're going to see that mamish and Ois Beis even more than we saw in Ois Aleph, which was all about our personal experience of Yiddishkeit, each and every one of us, that we have that relationship with the master of the world. But in Ois Beis, we're going to see where Rabbi Nachman says, I'll just tell you one word and then we'll see it inside. He says, Vidarki, and my way is, my minug is, that in the morning, v'chuli, we're going to learn. Unbelievable thing. In the Likutei Moran, you don't find such a thing. Rabbi Nachman says, and you know, this is what I do in my life, and this is what I experienced and went through. And that's what Sichas Aran is. It's a much more personal sort of encounter with Rabbeinu HaKadosh V'Naira. Schus Yagun Aleinu V'Akal Yisrael Amen. It's only in his schus and B'siyata Deshmaya that we're able to sit together, and it's such a privilege to be able to learn with you, and I appreciate each and every one of you for coming and spending time with me. It means a lot to me, and I'm grateful for it. So let's dive in B'siyata Deshmaya to Sichas Aran number 2, which, even before we begin, I'll just let you know that this Sichas is mamash notorious. It's notorious to those who had any suspicion that Breslov is dangerous in some way, or that the ideas are radical in some way. Ois Beis is like the headquarters, and for some reason, Rabbi Nachman put it right in the beginning, because you can't. There's no ignoring it. You start the sefer, you have to encounter it and confront it. The sod is that all of that association with this sicha, in my tiny humble opinion, based on my learning and my experience, having been taught Breslov from others, is that it's all wrapped up into a misconception of what Rabbi Nachman is saying and a misunderstanding of what he means to relate. So let's learn it al pipshat, and then we'll get in a little bit in the Ion, and to be able to see this teaching in the context of other teachings in Kisvei Breslov, which is always super important by any tzaddik, not to just open a sefer, take a piece, and say, oh, he's speaking about one topic. This is what he says on this topic. No. He speaks about it in 1,000 other places, and every time he speaks about it, he adds another shade of nuance and another perspective and another way of understanding it in Breslov that's 1,000-fold mamish. Unless a person really, Rabbi Nachman said, there's nobody who understands anything in my sefer unless you know it backwards and forwards, because it's all one binyan, it's all one structure. And so it would be a big mistake to take Sichas, you know, Sichas Aran or Sicha Beis, and to be able to, you know, to put it on a pedestal on its own without understanding the Mahalach and where it fits in to the setting of Rabbi Nachman's general derech. And that's what we're going to try to accomplish. Siyata Deshmaya, we're also going to see teachings from the Sfas Emes and the Archa Sadikim and the Ishbitzer, Schus Yagnalino. If I could have the other two pages, that would be incredible as well. Shkar. Okay, so let's dive in. So let's begin with Siyata Deshmaya, Sicha Beis, Sicha Saran number 2. Tov Ma'od, says the Heiliger Rebbe. It is a wonderful thing, Lahashlich Atzmai al Hashem Yisbarach V'lismai Chalav. And to depend on him. Okay, so far it's normal, right? This is the standard fare in yeshivas, bitachin. Smicha on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk says, Hashlech al Hashem Yehavcha v'hu yichak alecha. Throw your burden, cast your burden on the master of the world and rely on him. That's the bechina of bitachin. That's what bitachin means, and that's fine. Says the Heiliger Rebbe Chusya Gunalina, V'darki, like I mentioned, and my way, my minhug, my hanhaga is, and again, we're sitting with Rabbi Nachman on the coach bus on the way to the park, right? And he's telling us about his own avoid and his own inyan. It's possible to maybe ask them to. Shkach, V'darki, and my way is, K'sheba hayoyim. When the day comes, a new day, a new morning, ani moiser kol atnuashali, I give over all of my behavior, all of my actions. Vishalbana, and not only my own actions, but those of my children, vahatluyim bi, and anybody that has any sort of relationship or connection with me in the sense of depending on me. And I give it al Hashem Yisbarach. And I give it to him, Shiyya HaKol Keretzayin Yisbarach. And I say, Shiyya, that everything should be. And deeper, we're going to see, and everything will be. Keretzayin Yisbarach, in accordance with the will of the Master of the world. V'zeh tov ma'od, and this is a wonderful thing. Like the two words with which the Sicha begins, tov ma'od lahashlich. This is a powerful anhag. A person wakes up in the morning, build it into your schedule. We're going to get to the part B of Sicha Beis in a minute. But a wonderful thing after Moda'ani, after Birchas HaShachar, at some point in that morning routine, the spiritual routine of mourning, of the Jewish way of awakening and beginning a new day, is to give over all of my tenuis to the master of the world. Those that are familiar with addiction literature can hear the word surrender, right? To surrender, to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is only with your ratzon. And anything that I can do and anything that I will do and all of my she'ifas and all of my goals is only if it's going to be your will, right? And let your will be done, I think, is an expression, right? In those circles. So far, there's nothing particularly radical or strange or new about this concept. The chiddush, I would say, is building it into the schedule that it should be mamasha and haga. That every morning we give it over and to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's really a giloy das, like a declaration of intent, mesiras meida, to say, I want to live my life in accordance with your will. Ritzoneinu is lasus yusenecha. Chazal already say that. That's an expression from Chazal. But to build it into our daily schedule to say mamash every morning, not just generally, but also connected to Sicha Aleph, right? Ritzoni is lasus ritzoncha. That's what I want. And that's my intention. When I begin a new day, I want to live in accordance with your will. And it doesn't simply mean the halachic intricacies. Of course it means that, to live our lives practically as Orthodox Jews. But it means, I think, Shkarich, we're coming, so good to see you. I think on a little bit of a deeper level, to be able to say that this vision that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has of Yaakov Klein's ideal state or ideal functioning presence should be manifested in my reality, in the way that I treat other people, in the way that I am, in the way that I process things, in the way that I experience everything that's going to happen to me today, is that everything should be keretzayincha. And on that level, so far, there's no other chiddush other than the building it in and making it mamish a part of our lives. Like Rav Nelson says later in Sichas Ran, in many places, that you cannot, don't find in other schools of thought such a focus on the practical etzes that come out of learning this derech or exploring this derech in Avodas Hashem. What other sefer has a lukute etzes on that sefer? To be able to say, yes, it's beautiful to have it all in the mayach and all in the mind, and hopefully even something in the heart also. But the ikr is, like we always say, le'alimana ikr ella hamaisas. It's to really, Rabbi Nachman gave us practical hanhagas. A person shouldn't just learn this. Mamash, make it a part of your schedule. Every morning, you make a sign, a simon for something. And every morning, I'm giving myself to you, Ribbono Shel Olam, to quote the song that I already began quoting, from the essence of my being, right? Mamash, to give myself to you completely and totally, that my intention is to serve you. Let's take a look at the first source in Archa Sadikim, just an interesting parallel source from a non-Hasidic source that comes from before the time of Rabbi Nachman, Chusya Gnalinu. That seems to mention something very, very similar. And again, this is not the radical part of the teaching. This is just straightforward. But listen to this. This is in Sharas Chira, or the Tzaddik, or the Tzaddikas. We don't know if it was a man or a woman who actually wrote the Sefer, interestingly enough. Whoa. Are those that say, because it was written anonymously, and there are those that say that based on the familiarity with Tanakh, particularly, and the amount of Tanakh, as opposed to the amount of Chazal, they assume that it was a woman who wrote it. But it's a fascinating, such a beautiful Sefer. Also, in the way that it's written so poetically, it's like, like it's mamish like a cold drink of water in a desert. And it's Aruch HaSadikim, is so special. So in this Shara Zechira, the Mechaber, I don't even know if that's the right word. Yeah, that's the right word. Mechaberes is a woman writer. Who knows? A man and a woman. So who knows? So whoever it is writing the Sefer is listing all of the different Zechiras, all the different things that is good to remember. Listen to this one. Hashmoina Ve'esrim, the 28th. That a person should remember. And imagine that if someone were to go ahead and to gift a house, to give a house to somebody else, and now the Mekabel wants to go ahead and destroy it. So what could the giver say? It's a chaval, right? Meaning from his perspective, it's a negative thing. I gifted you with this beautiful house, and here you go, and you start to draw on all the walls, and you start to bang this wall in and that thing. So of course, I'm going to feel a little bit kilu. I gave you something. Respect what I gave you. Enjoy what I gave you. But ultimately, lo yuchal akev. I can't really stop you. Ki kfar etziyah matnas mitachas yadeh. I gave it to you, so I don't longer have any say, sort of, right? I gave it to you. It's yours. Kach yimzar adam es nafshoi ve'es ishtoi ve'es banav. The same thing. V'chol memoinoi b'yad Hashem Yisbarach. I give it to you, Rabbi Shlomo, that mamish, I have no say in the matter anymore. I think I'm living my life, you're living my life. I give it to you. V'yakol nasan loy b'matana. Rabbi Shlomo, which is a paradox, because obviously Hashem is gifting us life, right? We're giving it back to Him. Hoyd v'hadal v'fanav, the Berditchver says, based on that pasuk, without getting into that now, got sidetracked, there's a lot to do. But hoyd v'hadal v'fanav literally means that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu's place, there's hoyd and hadar, there's beauty and glory. Says the Berditchver, the word hadar means glory, means beauty, splendor, but it could also mean in Aramaic, to return. Says the Berditchver, you know what the most beautiful, beautiful way of living life is? Hoyd. You know when you're living life in the most beautiful way? The hadar lefanav, right? Is when you're returning everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To go ahead and to say, everything that you gifted me with, I want to gift back to you. To utilize my strengths and my talents and my abilities and what I'm able to do just for you is to give myself back to you, right? And that's what the Aruch HaSadikim says, to give it to you. So therefore, and because in the beginning, and again, it can mean the beginning of a year, in the beginning of a lifetime, at the beginning of each and every day, I'll be Rabbi Nachman, that I'm giving myself over to the Master of the World, so that I already rely on Him, I already give it over to Him, ki'ilu, I have no say in the matter. That I am going to accept meirosh mitchila, that anything that happens to me is ke'ilu, I have no opinion on the matter, because it's yours and it's yours alone, and I've given it to you from the beginning. And therefore, once I already lay a foundation of saying I'm going to accept what comes my way, because what comes my way is Ratzon Hashem, so then memela, I'm going to have a far easier time dealing with challenges and struggles and frustrations and things don't go my way, because it was never about my way. That's when people have a problem with things, when they say nothing's going my way, because it's still my way. But if it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way, so then that whole expression doesn't come into play. Say, how was your day? Everything went Hashem's way. It's a kefalt. It's the best thing in the world. Everything went Hashem's way. And no complaints. Surrender, to give it over to Him. And even if, and I bless us all, that we should never experience any difficulty or challenge, only revealed goodness. So even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't challenge the person, everything really goes well in accordance with how he would want his day to go. Even though he never had to go ahead and to exercise this bitachon, because tachlis, everything went the right way, he gets big schar just on the fact that he was willing, ready, and able to exercise that bitachon. And mirosh, we gave it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher heichen libo lisbol hakol la'avas yoitzer, that everything should mamish be in accordance with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so again, so far so good, yeah? On this level, we're talking about negative things that happen to us in our lives. On this very basic, we're going to talk about three levels now, but on the basic foundation level, we're talking about a person that simply has bitachon, that all the negative things and all the challenges and all the struggles and all the difficulties, it's with bitachon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me, that kol ma'ad avir rachman is latav avir, and everything's good, everything's fine, that's fine. Take a look at the Me'ah Shiloach. She takes it a little bit of a step deeper. He goes, Mamash, it's the first piece in the whole Sefer. Bereishis bara elokim, volume 1, Bereishis, first piece, first pasuk. Bereishis bara elokim, which means in the beginning God created. Listen to this. Bara humilashin chizuk. He says bara could mean to create, but it could also mean healthy, strong. How do you say a person is healthy? Bari, hu bari, means healthy. It means to create, but it could also mean health. Listen to what he says. Hainu shebereishayna, in the beginning. What does it mean, Bereishis bara Elokim? Not simply that in the beginning God created, but you can read and translate that pasuk as in the beginning God made healthy. Which means he strengthened the foundation of the future creation so that it would be able to be mekabel, that creative process. Like a person, a king, is building a tremendous treasure house. What do you first have to do? You got to mamish. First, strengthen the foundation, make it healthy and strong. About the furnace and the walls. All the tremendous amounts of pounds and tons of jewelry and gold and silver to be strong to handle it. Which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made healthy in accordance with this reading. Bereishis bara Elokim. What did he make healthy? That's Hashemayim v'Haaretz. How does that reflect in our experience? Which Chassidus wanted to go ahead and to take every pasuk that seems to have nothing to do to me, with me and my life, and tell me mamish that it's all happening inside of me and that it's eminently relevant to my life. What is Shemayim and Aretz in my own experience? Says the Heilige Tzaddik. Hashemayim va'aretz hi misoydes ha'olam ve'hi meramzim b'nefesh ha'adam al ha'lev v'hamoyach. Shemayim and aretz is the heart and the mind. Shemayim is the mind. It's the spiritual, it's the heavenly. And the aretz is the heart, is the emotions, is the more practical in terms of the way that it manifests in our own experience. Shemayim and aretz, lev v'moyach. Says the Heilige Me'ashilach, Be'eshe yirtza adam leilich api ratzen Hashem Yisbarach, when a Jew wants to live, mamish, wants to live with the ratzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chdei sheyeh bari shlema, or bari shlema rather, that a person should be a real complete creature, a real complete human, a creation in the deepest sense of the word, because our lives completely reflect our Creator. That's what it means, a beria chadash, a beria shalom. What does it mean? You're a beria, you're a creature. You're not a creature, you're a human being. But there's no greater praise than to call something or somebody a beria shalom, because it means that your whole essence is a creation, which implies, right, the complete consciousness of our Creator. Beria shalom. Person wants to be a beria shalom, as tzarech la'amis v'lechazik elu shnei yisoydes. First, we got to strengthen these two foundations. Shamayim aretz, lev v'mayach. Hainu, limsar ha'seichel v'amachshava sheberoish v'chol taivas libay la'ashem yizbarach u'lahamlich oysa yizbarach aleihem. This, chevra, is step two. To give over my mind and my heart to the master of the world and say, Rabbana Shalom, again, we already read this a little bit into the Rebbe's words, but my intention in the beginning of the day, or whenever I'm making this Mesiras Moedah declaration of intent, is to say that I'm giving over my heart and my mind, I'm making my heart and my mind healthy foundations in the sense of the premise of their existence is only Ach Barak to be aligned with your Ratzah. That's Bereishis bara Elokim. Bereishis, mamash, at the beginning of every day, Bereishis bara Elokim. God made healthy, and therefore each and every one of us in our own internal creative process needs to make healthy Shamayim va'aretz, to strengthen the lev and the moach, and to say my intention is that all of my heart, that all of the thoughts of my heart and all of the emotions and all the desires should only be in accordance with Ratzon Hashem. What kind of Ratzon Hashem? As expressed in Halacha, as expressed in Agada, as expressed in the Torah Kedusha, as expressed in the Svarim of the Tzaddikim. The will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clear, right? And even internally, every Jew has that internal clock. We know what's right and we know what's wrong, even if it's not written in the book. We have a chush, we have a sense. We have a sense. And so in the beginning of every day, Bereishis, bara Elokim es Hashemayim es Haaretz, I strengthen my heart and my mind in terms of my intention to give them over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, to say, I only want to do what you want. What you want. That's level two. Let's go back into Sichas Aran. And here's part B. And here's where the radical approach and the possible mistake is given a foothold. Gam Azai, right? So here already he's alluding to us that there's another nekuda here. In addition to what we said, Gam Azai, there's another benefit that when a person goes ahead and begins his day by either al pida archa sadikim, to say that whatever negative things are going to happen to me, I'm already accepting it me rosh, or to go ahead and to give myself to you in the sense that I want that all of my machshava, dibur, ma'aser should be in accordance with your expressed will, al pi the Torah Kedosha. Gam azay in sarach lidoy v'lachshav klal and misnai karoi imlav. First, I'm going to translate it like the people who read it improperly translate it. Makes no difference what I actually act and what I actually do. Gam azay in sarach lidoy. I hope nobody chops this up and cuts this out and puts it out. Out of context, gam azay ain't sarach lidoik. I no longer need to worry. The lachshav klal imisnai karoy. Like to really think about like what I'm doing, whether I'm acting properly or not. Me'acher shesoy michalav isbarach, because I already relied on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and I already said in my Maseiras Maida that I intend for everything that I do to be in accordance with the Ratzon Hashem. Me'mela, me'rosh, I already stipulate in the beginning of the day that anything that I'm going to do is retroactively going to be in accordance with the Ratzon Hashem, because kacha, this is what I said. This was the condition of me going ahead and living this day, is that I'm accepting that everything that's going to happen is Ratzon Hashem. The mistake, and we're going to get into this a little bit more deeply, is in the definition of what we're including within the Ratzon Hashem. This would be radical in the sense of taking us to the suggestion that one can even give over his or her conscious choices into the hand of Hashem, Merosh, to be able to say that whatever I do is Ratzon Hashem, right? And therefore, no matter how I act, and no matter how it turns out, no matter how negative that action is, and how far it is from God's expressed will in the Torah, I already said, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's all on you. It's all on you. Right? And so if I acted this way, even my bechiras, it's all yediyah. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's foreknowledge. It was all part of the plan. And so it makes no difference how I act, right? Because I'm a person who lives in such a world where everything that happens, even my own choices, is ultimately Ratzon Hashem. Because that's already what I said in the beginning of the day. Everything is your will. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to act differently, he can make me act differently. Now again, this is the mistaken reading. Dangerous reading. Kiritzayin is Baruch in accordance with his will. V'chein, and so, kishmagia Shabbos or Yantiv, when a Shabbos or Yantiv comes, as I any moiser, kol esnagos v'chol en yonim, atnu shalois a Shabbos or a Yantiv, and I give over in the beginning of a Shabbos or a Yantiv, and there's so many different things that a Jew needs to do, how many mitzvahs, and how many different hargushas and feelings. Mamish, what a privilege we have, each and every Yantiv. Mamish, we couldn't live without, if one of the Yantiv was missing, we couldn't live. We couldn't live. A Jewish heart is composed of the experience of all the unique ruach, right, or ruchos of each and every yantiv, each and every chag that's fostered this special unique spirit from all the halachos and all the mitzvahs, and it's an unbelievable privilege. Can't take it for granted, right? Or try not to, at least. So he says an amazing thing. In the beginning of a Shabbos or a Yantiv, I give everything over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shiyah kol kiritzayni is barach. Everything should be in accordance with his will. V'azai, eich shemesnai, bo'is a Shabbos, v'yantiv, shuvin echoyshev. Whatever I do in that Shabbos or Yantiv, I no longer worry about it. V'choyshev klal, shem le'yotzi de'choyva. Okay, so I didn't shake lulam on sukkahs. No. I already said everything is Ratzon Hashem. It's on me, it's on him. I already said it's on him. Again, the mistaken reading that all of my choices, how I act, No. It's all good. It's like hippie talk, you know? Like everything, it's all good. Peace and love, and it's all fine, and I don't need to worry. Everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Makes no difference how I'm acting in accordance with my Yetzer Harlech and my Taivas. It's all God. It's all Hashem. Makes no difference. Shekvar Masar Kol Hashem Yisbarach, V'samach Lav Yisbarach Levad. Realize now, I might be ruining this Sicha for some people. I apologize. Mirosh. Anybody who knows anything else from Rabbi Nachman knows that this can't be. This can't be. Rabbi Nachman Chas V'Shalom doesn't intend to give a person a pischon peh to be able to try to justify his mistakes. If there was anybody who was more exacting, and anybody who pushed us stronger in the sense of how a Jew is supposed to act and behave in every calculation, every thought, his kvod shamayim, his only ach v'rak to live up to the Torah, and all the midas rois to try to get rid of them, and his spodidus, and all these details. Rabbi Nachman doesn't assume that he's speaking to somebody who's looking for a justification to go ahead and to live in a way that's completely antithetical to the Torah, in a way that's completely wrapped up into that person's own taivos and selfish behavior, which is all the Yitzhar is always selfish and not other focus, right? That's the mamash the Yitzhar with all of that. This is Rabbi Nachman trusts us too much and believes in the goodness and the inherent goodness of the Jewish soul too much to go ahead and to try to talk in such a way. He wasn't worried to speak like this because he trusted us that we don't even if given a justification or a possible door out, we don't want to leave. Rabbi Nachman was speaking to Chevra like us, Chazei Hashem, you know, that I'm striving to be, is a person who wants to do the right thing. Rabbi Nachman, that was the premise, that's the basics of who he's speaking with. And that's why he can make such statements and write things that can be taken out of context and misunderstood, but he trusts us enough that we don't intend to do so. We don't care to do so. Even given that gift of like, okay, you have a day off, and everything you do is like, mamish, get out of jail free, you know, like, just, you don't need to daven, you don't need to learn. Which one of us would go ahead and jump at that opportunity? We want to serve the master of the world. We want to build that relationship with you. We don't want, even if we were given the privilege, it's not a privilege. It's hell. There's no greater hell to live like that.
And why do you write
it's in not what we want. Huh?
Why do you write it in that lashon then?
So, first of all, Breslov is very, very much Mesorah oriented. Even though it's completely all inclusive, and they don't have very much in the way of a specific mode of dress or a specific mode of hanhaga, Breslov is today at least certainly is a harkava, a composite of so many different chassidus and different hanhagas and menhagim and so on and so forth. But in Breslov, there's a mesorah in the way that things are given over and the general ruach of what Rabbi Nachman is. Even though Rabbi Nachman himself said, "I'm going to make you into kitas, different sects, right, and different groups within Breslov," and that's beautiful. That's the tiferes, just like Am Yisrael is 12 shvatim in Breslov. There's so many different points, right? But Rabbi Nachman trusted that you're going to be learning this, hopefully, you know, in the context of a group of Yerei Shemayim, in the context of Rabbi Nachman's other Torahs, and Adrabba va'Adrabba, Rabbi Nachman, again, assuming that we want to do the right thing, says, pay closer attention to what I'm saying. Pay closer attention. Look deeply at the wording, which we're going to do in a minute, and realize that on a face value, again, we come in with the hanacha that this can't be what he means to suggest that a person should live. That's the basic foundation. That Rabbi Nachman writes in such a way because he wants us to have a sense for nuance. That's what Breslov is. To have a sense for nuance, for the nuance in texts, for the nuance in the Torah Kedosha, for the nuance in life, for the nuance in walking through the park, the nuance of life. To be able to pick up on the things that other people completely gloss over. The Rabbi Nachman's whole thing, many, many times in the Sfarim of Rabbi Nachman, you'll see the word v'ha'ikr, right? V'ha'ikr shalelefach ikval, right? Ikr ha'tshuvas kishizma b'zgan yidim yishtai taravav. All the time, the word ikr, because that's what Rabbi Nachman wanted us to focus on what the main thing is. And probably 90% of the time, the thing that Rabbi Nachman says is the ikr is you won't really hear much about that thing, and you know, and anywhere else. Because Rabbi Nachman made of certain things that other people gloss over. Rabbi Nachman himself said the Pemali and Sichas Ran. Later on, we'll get to it. He says Eitzala Oylam Emuno Davar Katan. By the world, Emuna, how much do they talk about Emuna today? Baruch Hashem, many people are talking about Emuna. It's an unbelievable Emuna revolution happening in the world. But Rabbi Nachman, in his time, said not many people are really talking about like Emuna, thinking about it. But Etzli Emuna Davar Gadol Ma'od. By me, Emuna is everything, right? And that was Rabbi Nachman to focus. So he wants us to focus in. He dafka wants us to look deeper, again with the assumption that we want to do the right thing, which hopefully, I know that we do. And even if sometimes we feel that we don't, deeper. Rabbi Nachman was talking to the Shpitz Yid, to the pinnacle, to the essence, the quintessential core of our Jewishness. And that's who the Sikha is addressing. So what does he mean to tell us? That's the question. What is the teaching? Okay, we know what it's not, but what is it? Before we get into it, let's see the Sfas Emes. And this Sfas Emes is perhaps even more radical than what Rabbi Nachman even seems to be saying. Even where Rabbi Nachman seems to be saying this Sfas Emes says something so shocking. But again, we have to understand this Sfas Emes. Let's learn it together, and then we'll jump into the sources from Breslov. And it's all Siyata Deshmaya Chevra. Every word that's coming out of my mouth is only Ach V'Rak, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the ability to learn these things together. And we have to be makir and grateful for it. And I'm very, very grateful again that each and every one of you came to join me and learn with me. It means a great deal to me, and I treasure it. So here we start the Sfas Emes. And he says, a medrash of Hasemes and Taldas. The Hasemes says, the medrash we find ki yesh evarim sheim b'reshusa adam. There are limbs, physical limbs, part of our bodies, that are in our control or jurisdiction, our bechira. But the ima adam zoiche, if a person merits, then gam heim einam bereshusai, rak bereshus Hashem yisbarach. Those limbs can literally be given over to the reshus and the jurisdiction and the control of a kadosh baruch hu. What does he mean? What's an example? Like we see by Yitzchak Avinu. What did Yitzchak want to do? Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas to whom? To Esav. What ended up happening is Elo Halach, right? And Yitzchak, even though he had a suspicion, and he says, he's all confused, right? He says, Safik. Yitzchak Bechlal is in the place of Safik. It's Chai, it's Ketz Chai, it's Tzchok. Yitzchak is a very, 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 very interesting figure. Yitzchak is Midas Hadin, but Yitzchak's the one who stands up for us, right in the Gemara in Shabbos, where Avram and Yaakov say, Machal Kvayt Shemcha. It's Yitzchak Avinu that stands up to protect us. Yitzchak is an unbelievably enigmatic figure, but he's very confused, it seems, right, on a basic human level. And it seems that his body, intrinsically, without consciously knowing it, just will not give the brachas that are supposed to go to Yaakov, to Esav. Just won't happen. His body will not allow that to happen. Even though consciously his mind says, doesn't make sense, call Yaakov, and look into it deeper, and the bracha comes out that's supposed to go to Yaakov. How does that work? Even though initially he thought on a conscious level that he wants to give the bracha to Esav, zelo halach. It's not what happened. He says, you know why this happened? Because of the Mesiras Nefesh that Yitzchak had in giving himself over, like we learned from the Archa Sadikim, like we learned from the Ishbitzer, to go ahead and have this Mesiras Maida, Bereshis Bar Lakim, Sashamayim, Sa'aret, Moach, and Lev, to be able to go ahead and to say, yes, Ribbono Shel Olam Mamish, you gave me this house, right? You gifted me with life, and I'm giving it back to you, and I have no opinion on the matter. What you do is good, I surrender. And this is what Yitzchak Avinu did. Kama Yitzchak ba'akeda, he allowed himself to be bound down. He gave himself completely. Vayelchu shneim yachtav. Rashi tells us on the pasuk that Yitzchak went with the same excitement, mamish, as Avram Avinu, even though he was the one that's being brought up as a carbon and not the one that's about to do something unbelievable. What a mitzvah. And to pass the 10th test, right? Yitzchak goes, mamish, vayelchu shneim yachtav. Im kein roitza be'emesh alelias b'rishus atzma. Yitzchak Avinu takes it upon himself that he does not want to be in his own rishus. He doesn't want to have yeshus. He doesn't want to have an opinion. I don't want to live life for myself. Ritzeninu lasos ritzenecha ach v'rak. It's not about whether life is going my way. It's going Hashem's way. And that's all that's necessary for me to know. V'ritzoyin yirev yaseh, says the pasuk. Ritzoyin yirev yaseh, that it's the ratzon, it's the will of those that fear Hakadosh Baruch Hu yaseh, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is doing their will. V'chein b'chol adam kifi kabbalas malchus shemayim b'chol yoyim ba'boiker. Listen to this, mom. Same thing. Every morning, and I found other places in Sfas Emes, even though he won't quote Likutei Moran openly, but we discussed one place other where the Sfas Emes sometimes could seem to be. He says that muva b'svarim, but it's mamish clear that he's quoting Rabbeinu. And so over here also very similar thing. B'chol yoyim ba'boiker b'leiv shalim liyas batal be'emes kol haritzaynis l'ritzaynai. To go ahead and to give ourselves to the master of the world, to nullify our own ego and our own individual desire, and to really live a life that's mamish for him. Only you, only you, only you. Yuchalifol shelo yitzim reshus Hashem yisbarach. If he's zocha, such a person can merit that the kachava, that this is how it will be. Right? Shelo yitzim reshus Hashem yisbarach klal. Right? That he will not, his body will not allow him to act in a way that's outside of the Ratzon Hashem. Now, on a certain level, we can read this in the prism or through the lens of the Ishbitzer to say, okay, it's not so radical, right? We're talking that a person's going to go ahead and he wants to act in accordance with the Torah, like we said, Bereishis Bara Elokim Shamayim V'Haaretz, my mind and my action, my thoughts and my speech and my words, everything should be in accordance with the Ratzon. Hol b'zocha, that everything he does will be in the Ratzon. But if you think about the mashal that he's giving, where it was not the conscious desire or expressed desire of Yitzchak, even though Yitzchak gave himself to Hashem, and he already said, I want everything to be the Ratzon Hashem, but Yitzchak thought the Ratzon Hashem is to give the bracha to Esav. You understand? And still that's not what happened. Once we understand that the mashal is throwing a monkey wrench a little bit, it's a little bit of a different approach. What's the different approach? Is that over here we find, for the first time in all the sources that we brought, such a concept that even one's bechira lera, or not lera because the Sfas Emes doesn't say that, but even in a place of suffix where I don't know what the Ratzon Hashem is, then also it will turn out that whatever I did was ultimately the Ratzon Hashem. And that's a little bit more extreme, a little bit more radical, right? going to describe why it's not. But again, on the surface. And there are 1,000 quotes that we could have brought from the Ishbitzer, the Me'ashi Lachas. There's not one parsha that goes by where he doesn't discuss this inyan, this paradox of Yediyah and Bechira. Bezer Hashem, my upcoming book on the Lost Princess, Siyata Deshmaya. There's two chapters toward the end of the book, 16 and 17, that are all focused on this sugya of Yediyah and Bechira, and understanding when we can make use of the chizik to know that really everything we did was Ratzon Hashem, how we can attain that level, Bechule, all the complexities with regard to the Machlokes Rishonim of how to approach that paradox of Yediyah and Bechira all the way through the Acharon of Rav Kook and Rav Tzadik, and that radical approach, but to understand it also in a balanced way, that's really the majority, not a majority, but it's a major, major focus of the book, Bezer Hashem, which I hope you all buy, of course, Siyata Deshmaya. Hopefully I'll have copies here at some point in the next decade or so, Siyata Deshmaya, but hopefully it'll happen at the right time, at the right time, his way. So there are so many quotes that could have been brought, but over here also we have to understand. The Nira, he says, that's why it had to be that not only was it that Yitzchak ended up doing the Ratzon Hashem of giving Yaakov the brachas, but even that had to come in a way where he didn't even know what he was giving to Yaakov. Right? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to show Yitzchak, everything that you're going to do and think that you're doing and do what you're thinking, it's all me. It's all me. It's l'malam mitam v'das. I'm running your life. I'm managing your life. Because you've achieved that level of absolute ego obliteration to say that mamish, if it were up to me, I'm living every second of my life in accordance with your will. And mamish doing our best to do so. Right? That's why this Hashem is not so radical, because he's talking about, first of all, a schus, that if a person is zoche, this is possible to happen. Not that a person should live in this consciousness to say, oh, I accept it upon myself in the morning, kacha. Now it turns out that every bechira that I made, lera, which again, he doesn't say, he says in a place of suffix, he doesn't know exactly, hakol kol Yaakov, adayim ade Esa, but something that's mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, something that's mefurish against the anhaga of the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expressed will is, we don't find a source in this Hashem that we can then say, oh, you know, everything is Ratzon Hashem. We don't find that over here. But everything in a way of suffix is l'mala mitam v'das, and that's why that has to be the way that the bracha comes down. Because when a person gives a bracha to his son, even mamash tzadik, he has some negia. Tachlis, this is your son. You're not giving a bracha to somebody else's kid. It's your kid, right? Now bless us always. Hashem should be zeichet to have that experience of giving brachas to children and seeing healthy dairus, yesharim, and mubarachim going in the ways of the tzadikim and Am Yisrael v'Ezer Hashem. Amen for all of us. But it's not someone else's kid. So there's an egia, right? There's a reason you're giving the bracha with such emotion. It's your child. You're a yesh, and this is a yesh, and you're giving a bracha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it that should be even beyond Yitzchak's knowledge. Like, he doesn't even know who's giving a bracha to. He doesn't know what this is in front of him. Kol kol Yaakov, adayim ade Esa. Maybe it's Yaakov, maybe it's Esa, maybe it's someone else. It's mamish coming down, flowing through him, because he has given himself up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most absolute, sincere way, and demonstrated in terms of his conscious behavior that he's living in alignment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. Ulai, a person could be zocha to get to a level, but this is who we're talking about. This is Yitzchak Avinu, and this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the bracha to come down. And had to be mamish neged his expressed desire to give the bracha to Yaakov, and it had to come down in such a way that the Zohar Kaddish says, it wasn't even Yitzchak giving the bracha, it was just God, because Yitzchak didn't know what he was doing. It was just mamish flowing down through him. It's all a puppet show. Mamish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the strings. What does Rabbi Nachman mean to teach? What does Rabbi Nachman want me to take from this? What does he mean to go ahead and to help guide me to living a more healthy, balanced life? Not chas v'shalom opening the Pesach that we already described we don't want to take. We don't care to take, to find the limud zchus on myself to now go and do all the avlus in the world. I don't want to do that. That is hell. In the same way, schar mitzvah that the Hasidic masters taught all of them, kamat, from the Baal Shem HaKadosh, that you can find the schar of a mitzvah in the mitzvah itself. You can get to a place where the schar aveira is the aveira. Mamash. Right? Not just the aveira gerer is aveira, but the schar of the aveira, meaning the punishment, the onesh aveira, is the aveira. That is the hell. Right? And the tzaddikim all say the same thing, mamish, that a person who's living consciously, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Nachman says, my tshuva is very easy to do. Why? I mean, hopefully. But a tzaddik's tshuva, somebody's tshuva, good yid's tshuva, that's trying to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is easy to do because you never really tasted the sweetness of a chet. Because while you're doing it, you're saying, you're already feeling guilty and shameful, and I really shouldn't be doing this, and I don't really want to do this, and v'chule, v'chule. That's hell itself, so we don't want that. We don't want that. I cannot never speak about Gehenna, you know. Who needs to talk about hell in the next world? I could talk about hell in this world that we all taste, we all experience. Forget about Gehenna in the next world, they're going to burn. We're burning, right? We're burning. We don't want this. We don't want this. I once said in a previous year, we're going to have to go again an hour, I apologize. But anybody wants to stop and daven Marav, they're going to have Marav, right, at 8:15. Mamish, you know, listen to the recording afterwards. But I once said, you know, it's possible to say, mamish, to make a bet. Really, I called it like Klein's wager. You know, mamish, to make a bet that if all of us were given the choice and given the decision to simply relinquish the Yetzirah, and if we were given the option to simply just let go of it, like which one of us wouldn't jump at that opportunity? Each and every Jew, with all of our challenges and all of our struggles, it's only because we're stuck in the Yetzirah that we can't get free from. But which Jew wouldn't say, I'm signing off, like I'm done. Like it's not, I don't have an intrinsic relationship like this love affair. I don't want you. I have nothing to do with you. I don't need you. I don't want you. All of us would say such a thing. It's right, you're down. All of us, like we're done. We're finished. We don't want it. That's it, right? Okay. What does Rabbi Nachman mean to tell us, Chevra? First, let's take a look at Sichas Ran Dalet. I'm sorry, not Sichas Ran Dalet. Number four, Sichas Ran 238, where the Heiliger Rebbe Chosi Yagon Aleinu says a very, very, very similar idea, came out the same thing, but the different words and the nuance will help us understand further. Va'amra al atzmai, and he said about himself, Kishmagia hayoyim, when a new day comes, and he moister kol tenu shali v'shal kol hayoyim, a love yizbarach, I give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shiu kol atenu shali v'shal banai, v'shal atluim bi, same lashon. Everything that I am going to do, anything that my children are going to do, anything, shiakol, kiritzonis, baruch, everything should be, again, these enigmatic words. What does this mean? We already learned a bunch of different approaches, right? Kiritzonis, baruch, in accordance with God's will, v'chulu, v'chulu. Same thing. I give this day to God. That's a very important word, etzloi. And that word misnahig, we're going to focus in on in a minute, make a diuk. He no longer confuses himself. He no longer gets all knocked off course. Right, whether or not the way that I behaved, right, or really, we're going to learn the way that they behaved toward me, we're going to see in a minute, was kara'oi, I no longer have a bilbul das, I gave it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm okay with it, the way that it was the way that it was supposed to be, v'kachava. Journey with me into Likutei Moran Tinyana, Mem Daled. And in the context of Mem Daled, we're going to see if we're going to have time to get to the Chaim Aran, probably not. But in the context of Mem Daled and Tinyana, we're going to be able to appreciate where Rabbi Nachman's coming from and what his ikar goal for us was. Us, you and me, that he had us in mind. He knew it. He was 39 years old with, at the max, 600 followers at the rest of his life. And he wanted every word to be recorded for generations of their diaries. He says explicitly that every word that I'm saying is for those that are here today and those that are not yet here today. And all of these kind of expressions made it clear that he was speaking to us, to you and me, and he had us in mind. Gipshutai, gipshutai. Listen to this. Chachmas, sophistication, overthinking. In Avodas Hashem itself, a person needs to stay far away from. Kikol elu achachmas shel ha'olam. All of these, and you can read it ki'ilu, it's in quotes marks, you know, like a sarcasm. All of these chachmas shel ha'olam. Sheyesh la'anachnasim u'maschilim ksas b'avodas Hashem. That all of those that begin to serve God and they have all of their calculations and all their sophisticated ideas of what needs to be and how it needs to be and how it doesn't need to be. Einam chachmas klal. These are not chachmas. These are not sophisticated ideas at all. They're complete shtusim and bubulim, and they're not the ikar. They're the tuffle, decidedly secondary, and it's going to hurt you more than it's going to help you. And it's going to go ahead and to knock you off, and ultimately it's going to make your roots in the ground of relationship and a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu very brittle to the point that it's not going to last. A person goes ahead and he does a mitzvah and he spends the next 30 years, you know, did I really do it properly? I don't know if I was yoytzeh. I have to say Shema, Shema 1,000 times. So I don't know if I said it right properly. Again, not to make light. You know, there is a tradition that way, and there are those that are, that's their avoida. But if it comes into such a negative mind space, in such a negative place, where like Rabbi Nachman says, Ein lo shum chiyas, Rabbi Nachman says, we're going to learn. This is already assumed from the Mirosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect us to be perfect. Perfection is not a goal. And perfection, not only is it not a realistic goal, it's not even possible. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come looking to find the faults in what we did. Leave yourself. Do the mitzvah as best as you can. But laws. And the Torah wasn't given to angelic beings. Listen to this lashon. And those chaver that their whole Yiddishkeit, the ikur of their Yiddishkeit, is all of these extra muzar, different things that a person takes upon himself that are not part of the ikur, bread and butter, of what Yiddishkeit is supposed to look like, which ultimately is and the moach and the lev of being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest way. Aleim Nemar, about them the Pasuk says, V'chai b'hem, that the Torah wants us to live with the Torah. V'chai b'hem, v'loy shiyamas b'hem, the Gemara tells us. What does it literally mean? It means that from there we learn from V'chai b'hem, that without those three special mitzvahs that we have special drushes for, a person can't give up his life for the Torah. V'chai b'hem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would rather us be alive than go ahead and to fulfill a mitzvah, if that's going to mean that we're going to give up our lives, except for the big three, Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Dam, and Avodah Zarah. But outside of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants V'chai b'hem, v'loy shiyamas b'hem. Says Rabbi Nachman, he applies it not only chayim, physical life, but emotional life. Intellectual life. That Yiddishkeit is supposed to give us chiyus, supposed to give us energy, joy, passion, vitality, vibrancy, energy, life, life. And not that because of the thing that was given to us to be mar b'chaim, eitz chaim hila machazikim ba, I should be in a matzav of misa my whole life. That I don't have any chiyus from any mitzvah that I did, because in my mind, I'm all mivubal. Was I yoytzeh? Wasn't I yoytzeh? Could I have done it better? Maybe I didn't do it properly. Maybe I davened after this. I didn't do this. I didn't. And not the proper time. V'chule, v'chule. Again, everything ka'alacha. But the chumris yiseiris, all of these extra things, leave it. Let it be. Let it be. V'chai b'hem. Kein lem shum chiyus klav. V'tamen heim b'mar shchayrin. These people are always depressed. They're always sad. And on the outside, they're mamish, you know, the poster child for Orthodox Jewry. But the truth is that behind the facade, it's something's dead inside, and they come to resent their Avodas Hashem, because it's how long could a person sustain such a relationship, or such a lack relationship, where it's just a checklist that mamish, I feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is babatruni and briyasa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to find out a way to punish me and to whip me if I didn't do it perfect like an angel. Who could sustain such a thing? Who could sustain such a thing? He says, because they're thinking to themselves that they never once did a mitzvah properly. They don't have any chiyas from it. All the depressions that they bring upon themselves, and it brings in parentheses, like their Ibn Achman described about himself, and the Talmidim testified about what kind of sur mirab emes this person was. You didn't see on him any chumras, because stick with the ikr and have chiyas from it. And if things don't go exactly the way that you wanted them to go with regard to how you dreamt of this Shabbos being, with all of the different avodas that you wanted to do by the table and the different Torah that you wanted to say, all the extra things, all of the chumras yaseiras that are positive to take on ourselves that we want to do, but if it doesn't go the way that we wanted it, to be able to have this expression emblazoned on our hearts, v'chai b'hem v'loy shiyamas b'hem, is to give it up. And to be okay with it. To be okay with it. I did what I was supposed to do. And that's where Rabbi Nachman lived. It was not chumus yiseiris, but mamash the way that Yiddishkeit was supposed to be. Ube emes, and he closes and he says, Acher kol ha-chachmas, after all of these chachmas, afilu mi sheyadea chachmas be'emes, even a person that does know all the Kabbalistic sodas and all the different anhagas and all the different inyanim, and how much a person wants to make sure that every single thing is done, al-pi, sodei tayr, chachmas be'emes. Listen to this line. It's so classic. So classic, Rabbi Nachman. Achar kol ha-chachmas, Good. So you learned all the Kabbalah, and you learned all the Sodas, and you learned all of the different Hanhagas and Maisei Rav from the Gra, and you know exactly the way that he lived, every single detail, and you know all the different Chumras, and all the different Dikduke, Chalukah Deis, and how to be Mekayim, every last Shita in the Rishonim and Acharonim. You know it all. Okay, now it's time to let go of that, and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as best as you can, but Tmimus Ubipshitas. To say that if it doesn't end up working out, either the way, I'm trying my best. Not that it's a free-for-all, like we the mistaken idea. I start the day and like, whatever I do, it's Ratzon Hashem. No. I intend to do the best that I can. I intend to try to be Mekayim as many inyanim and as many shittas and as many things. But we're going to read back the words, and now it takes on a little bit of a different meaning. We're going to read it in a minute. But I don't allow this acceptance and this commitment to kill me. Because then, it's ikr chasr min ha-sefer, and you lose more than you gain. Because we have to ask ourselves all the time, what does Hashem want? What does he want? He wants us to do his will in the best possible way. But he also wants us to do his will in a way that rachmana liba boy, that our hearts are there, that our simcha is there, and that there are other cheshbonos in the way that it affects, and this is a biggie, the way that it affects family members. How is this going to affect my children? Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have all the hanhagas, but how is it going to affect the way that I relate to my children when one of them is disrupting one of those hanhagas, right? Or the way that my shalom bayis is working out, or the way that I am in this world with regard to other people. There's cheshbonos that come into play. There's a big picture. Rabbi Menachem says, don't lose the big picture because you're going ahead and giving yourself up, mamish, mesiras nefesh, when you weren't asked to do such a thing, that b'yamas behem, that your whole Yiddishkeit is in a way of misa. What's the big picture? What's the ikr? V'ha ikr? What's the ikr? What's the ikr? Ki be'emes, ein chachma oilam klal. There's no chachmas like this, sophistications. Ve'ein chachma ve'ein tuuna mineged. I'm sorry, we skipped the line. Ve'zehi ha'chachma gedoyla shebachal ha'chachmas. He says, what's the biggest chachma of all the chachmas? Levlili is chacham klal. It's to not be a chachma. It doesn't mean to be an idiot. Doesn't mean to be an imbecile. Doesn't mean to be an amaretz. Means to try our best to learn, to understand, right? Loya amaretz chassid, right? Person can't be a chassid if a person's amaretz. You have to learn. But to learn in the prism and from the perspective of this nekuda, that the deepest chachma of all of my chachmas is tmimus upshitas. That's the biggest chachma. And it doesn't look so fancy on the outside. And you're not going to get medals and awards, and they're not going to put you mizrach vant in the front of the shul, maybe. But the tmimus and the pshitas that you're able to live your life is the biggest chachma of all of the chachmas. It's the deepest wisdom. To learn the wisdom, to strive to live in the best way, but then to let go. When it comes down lemaisa, to let go, to try your best, and then to let go retrospectively, to allow yourself to retain the chias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intends for us to live the Yiddishkeit with, that, even though it's pshitos, that's the biggest chachma of all the chachmas. Because that's a person that really understands what's the tachlis of the chachma. Tachlis ha'yadiyah is asher lo yineh, that's to let go. To say, yes, I know, but ultimately we're going to learn that, I think, in the next sikha. Tachlis ha'yadiyah asher lo yineh, right? We're going to learn about it. To be able to get to a level of knowledge where I'm able to relinquish my knowledge. To say, I've done what I can, and now it's in your hands.
Are you saying it's only retrospect?
Yes.
Before you do a mitzvah, let's try to get the best.
Let's now revisit the Sichas Aran, and we're going to read it one time, and I'm going to try to translate it this time again from the perspective of what Rabbi Nachman wants from us, and then we're going to understand it a little bit deeper. Okay, so let's now revisit Rabbi Nachman's words. We're going to start from Chelek Beis, which we perceived as being possibly radical, and let's read it again. Gam Azai Ein Tzarech Lidoik V'Lachshiv Klal Im Misnahik Karoy. Now that word Misnahik does not mean the way that I behave. Misnahig is circumstantially, the way that things, it's not esnahig, it's misnahig, the way that things end up working. Understand? That I don't have to then focus and worry about all of these different things, if it was misnahig karoy, if I was able to be mekayim, all the different avoidis, and all the different inyanim, and all the different calculations that I had coming into Hanukkah, that I always give this example, because it's my lived experience. You come and you want to say all the l'shem yichuds, and you want to have all the kavanas, and you want to stretch out the shem havaya and alikim with all the sidis, and then tachlis, you have your kid, who's throwing a fit on the floor, and it's just elo alech. It's not misnahig karoy. The circumstantially, outside of my control. I'm doing the best that I can. I started my day with this premise of giving myself over to you, say, Rabbanu Shalom, I intend to serve you. That's the premise. But afterwards, I'm not going to kill myself. Kipshutai. Because ultimately I gave that over to you. I want to serve you and I'm going to do my best to do so. How you decide to go ahead and to either allow me to do that or not allow me to do that, that's on you.
To cause to happen. As I
again may rose to give myself over, call the snaggers, call them Yonima, Tnuish, Alois, Shabbos, Yontiv, while Shemis Barshi, I call Kurtzani is Barach, Vazai.
Eich Shemis Nahig, again, retrospectively, looking back over that Yontiv, looking back over that Shabbos, and to say, wow, you know, it happens like this. We learn all the Svarim, we do all of our Achanas, and we prepare, and we go to the mikvah 5 times, and we want that Mamish, you know, it should be Seder night, is another big one. Seder night, that everything should be Mamish, the way that we walked into Pesach with this big dream of how you're going to give out treats to all the kids, and they're going to be perfect, and they're going to listen to everything you're saying, and none of the grape juices are going to spill on any matzah, chas v'shalom, and all the different chumras and things that are good to do. Good to do, it's good to have. Chas v'shalom, not to make a lie, it's good to have. But then it doesn't work. The first 5 minutes, the grape just spills all of the matzah. It's like, it's going to happen. It's ke'ilu, it's like assumed already what's going to happen, right? And it's not working. And the kids are not behaving. Nobody's listening to your tires. And you're all... And then it turns out because you're a yomos behemnik, right? And you're a big chacham. So it turns out that you had no chiyus from the seder. And then after the seder, you spend your whole time thinking to yourself, Gehenna, I'm gonna get for this seder. What, it didn't happen the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. That's not what Hashem wants. That you might get Gehenna for, by the way. No, I'm kidding. That's hell. That's the Oynish Aveira is Aveira. That's the hell of it, right? That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. To give it to Him. Let it be. Let it go. I tried my best. I did what I could do. Let the Torah l'malachi asharis. God didn't intend to give the Torah to angels. I'm doing the best that I can. Let it be. Retrospectively, let it go. You did what you could. Of course, we have to strive to do what we can and more than what we can to be as perfect as we can be. But afterwards, meaning now that I've given myself over. In the beginning of the day to say, Rabbi Shalom, this is my intention. So then when it's all said and done, I'm able to move on to the next day and say, okay, it didn't work out perfectly, but it worked out mamash perfectly. It mamash worked out perfectly because it's not about me. It's about Him. And I did what I could as best as I can. And I have the bitachon, not only in inyanim gashmiim, that if something negative happens to me, the gashmiim, I'm able, but even beruchnias, even a bitl beruchnias, the ishkodesh as a Torah, we have no time now, the ishkodesh as a Torah about the tzaras dafka, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a tzaras in a house. Why was the tzaras on the bottom? So that when they opened it up, they could see the treasure behind it. But a tzaras is a spiritual ailment, right? The Ramban says it's an ace. The tzaras isn't just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a person should be a little sick and then he goes to a hospital and under the hospital bed he finds a treasure. That's one thing. Here's a spiritual sickness. A person is withheld from the machane. A person has to go through a whole tara, a purification process, says the Bias Etzer. He says you find such a precedent in tzaras that even sometimes tuma or even perceived lack of connection can also have a treasure behind it. Strange thing, an amazing thing. So, I'm just going to speed read through number 6 just because it's too good not to say, and then Mamash will let you go. I apologize, b'mechila, for keeping you so long. Mamash mechila. V'oz ha'yiritzayin ha'kadosh, I'm going to read through it very quickly, and with this we'll finish. V'oz ha'yiritzayin ha'kadosh, she'egmer kala arba shulchan aruch, ha'gedoyin l'mashana achas, Rabbi Nachman wanted that Rabbi Nassim should finish the whole shulchan aruch in 1 year. V'kabal yishir lo mechamisha tapa mechol yayim, he said, every day I have to learn 5 big pages, not pashim. Most people can't get through 1 page of shulchan aruch in 5-10 days, right? Forget about 5 pages a day, right? And that's what he wants. V'chein ki yamti k'mechatzi shana, he says, I did this for 1/2 year. V'gamarti, kol ha'orachayim imam magen avram, v'turizav, v'ayiridea, at samach l'saifa. He finished about half of shulchan aruch. Right, I finished these 2 chalakim of Shulchan Aruch. Achar kach is gabrulai ma'odem anias, and then I had tremendous, tremendous obstacles. Not like we have a bulim, you know. Not like we have. Reb Nassan had manias. You read that book through fire and water, you understand. Reb Nassan had obstacles. Ooh, did he have obstacles? You know. So he had tremendous things, and he wasn't able to learn every day how much he was supposed to do. And then he told me to learn Kabbalah. And I had to push it off, and I wasn't able to finish Shulchan Aruch, and it was tsar. Says Rav Nassim, this will finish. I spoke to him about this once. This is what Rav Nachman came to the world to do. What does it say about Noach that the Medrash says Noach and Nachman is one? He came to the world to prevent us from falling into the itzvan yadenu, right? The zeinach amenu mimaseinu beitzvan yadenu, to give us nechama, to give us yishav adas. Anava Amar, Rabbi Nachman announced, and he says, "Haloi zedavar raket zleinu." This is something we only find by Breslov Chassidim. Shanu roidzim likmar kol bezrizas. We know that time is so precious. We want to do everything. We want to mamish get everything accomplished right now. Aval itzala oylem yichalom laver shalosh arba shanim lehevel verik. As they said, you know, and they don't really accomplish anything for years. Umomala yisrami amalam. But ultimately, we want to do everything special. Quick, mamish, unique. The Kavanah say, "Agdoisha, how you in and out? She eshalit chaykes hashav. Shem oifin. Rabbi Nachman wanted that a person should never chas v'shalom push, should never stretch, and should never say mamish. It has to be dafka like this. Avol pishur etzanim ha'oid likmar miyad. Avol pikin emreishi eshav abbulim eskaber miyosach alilulis balbim izel. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Right? Yaseb benesinos. Do it slowly. Mashi yucha what you can be. It's happy be chakad. Shuas Hashem adji yikmar. That Hashem should help you finish. Bim amnam kasavti alzele el kama pa'amim. She eshal avar dvar." It's impossible to explain this in writing. I wrote this down. That's the ikar. To be mechazik ourselves. To be a zaris. That's the baboiker. To be mekabel. I want to do everything perfectly. That if it doesn't end up happening the way that you wanted it, don't kill yourself over it. Let it be. Move on. Move on. Not to give up because of this. You have patience. Lahamtin, lahamtin, lahamtin. To wait, to wait, to wait. Ad yashkiv v'yera Hashem in shemayim until Hakadosh Baruch Hu helps you. With the hila lekel b'chazei agadol ha'iluli harbi devarim keila. Says Rav Nosson, I'm giving testimony on myself that this works, and it worked, and He has helped me. V'adayin ani oymin u'metzap l'yeshuas Hashem, and I'm still standing, awaiting for the Yeshua of Hashem. Hashem yigmar ba'adi, and ultimately God will complete this process for me. However, that's Sichas Ran Beis. I think that we managed the Siyata Deshmaya to be able to present different angles to it, and then to revisit this Sicha in the prism of Rabbi Nachman himself, to be able to go and to say Gevalt, Mamish, Mashu, Yesh, Mashu, that it's understandable, and that it's not radical, and that it's Shavuchol Nefesh, and it's unbelievable Chizik for us. Siyata Deshmaya, thank you.